What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Mom podcast. I don't even know what day this is. What, 113, I think? Holy cow. This is another, I feel like we're back in quarantine because it's been three podcasts now that I've
not haven't seen you in forever.
I know, I haven't been in the state in 3 weeks, so...
That's nuts, Cullen. See, I thought you were home. I thought you were back home. Like, I thought I saw an Instagram story or something, and you were back.
Oh, I was posting, we'll dive into that. I was posting Instagram Reels, but we'll touch on that here in a little while.
Okay.
But,
well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Yeah.
Welcome back. Thank you for taking over last week with Granberry.
And, that was fine.
Making that work. I'm glad it worked out good for her, and congratulations. If y'all missed that one, she talked about her engagement and honeymoon.
Yes.
And bachelorette party, and it was a good one. Y'all had
you know
fun.
It kind of feels like she's been engaged forever already,
right?
And it's only been a couple, you know what I mean, just because they're like, I told mom, and so I'll say it again, but they're like an old grumpy married couple. Like, it seems like they've just been together forever, so I'm so happy for her, and it was awesome having her on the show. And you were missed, but the week before that, Gaines took over for me, and I didn't know if I'd still have a job after her. She did so good.
She loved it. She actually went down in that room this morning and filmed another video for her quote-unquote secret channel that we haven't made yet, but we
her
got
secret
it.
Channel. So is she hiding a secret from you? Don't tell mom.
Don't tell dad. No, it's just one. We've got a backlog of videos that she's been making, and we've got the name saved and all that kind of stuff, and we're just got to put it together. And she's so excited. She asked about checking how many subscribers she had this morning, and we were like, oh, I guess we do need to like get this thing live and going. So
right, you're like zero.
yeah. So it's fun, but Brooks actually wanted to do it yesterday. I asked him because I wasn't sure what the plan was as far as all the coordination goes that we have to do behind the scenes. But I asked him yesterday if he wanted to make a video like his sister did with me, and he's like, oh, no. And then then this morning he said, actually, I do want to make a video with you, but then his, you know, he's four, so his attitude and mind changed really quick. So
that'd be a quick show.
Yeah. You wouldn't even see him. He'd be bouncing off the walls.
I know. I love watching the little videos and clips that I see of him. He's just grown up so fast, dude. It's like, it's unreal how big both of your babies are already. But
speaking of that, you're Lily. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Looking at her the other day, I was like, what size clothes is she in now? Like,
she's in 3 to 6 months. She's about
crazy.
To be 3 months. Yeah, but she's like busting out the seams of the 3 month ones right now. So she's a little chunker. I love it though. Y'all come check her out. Southern Fried Maple Leafs. I've got some videos of her. I think one of the last ones I've done was her 2 month birthday. I actually took a little bit of a break from doing vlogging and stuff just because I've had a lot going on. And I just wanted to enjoy the time with my girls. And I have tons of like little home videos and pictures and stuff like that that I haven't posted or anything. But just for myself, you know, but it's just been nice not worrying about it and just kind of enjoying them and, you know, hanging out.
That is the good thing about it is, or the smart thing about it is just taking a step back from everything when you feel like you want to and need to and can. And definitely.
Yeah, why not?
Enjoying it as opposed to just forcing it and then it turning into a labor instead of fun.
Something you enjoy.
Exciting.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, tell me about your trip so far. I mean, you've been down at the beach, like you said, for 3 weeks now, so y'all been having all the fun in the sun.
Well,
and
it has been the best, kind of, as far as taking a step back and everything. It's been the best trip since I can remember. I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday, how fun it is. I can't tell you how many sunsets we've sat out and watched, and just literally could sit out and watch the sunsets. It's so funny because in the past with younger kids, and our kids are still young, but we would come in and get dressed and get ready and all that before the sunset, obviously, because of the meltdowns and the you got to get them to, get them to bed and feed them and stuff.
Right, the timing wasn't right.
Yeah, but now with it just being us down here and then the kids enjoying it so much more this time.
Yeah,
it's literally like a production every night. You see, just about every night at like 7 o'clock, you can walk outside and you just see like the old couples and the families just got their chairs and they're walking out to the beach, literally for the sunset. It's like a fireworks show. They're just they go out there, sit on the beach for about an hour for the sunset. They're all facing the sun, and then as soon as it drops and it's gone, they get their chairs and pack up and go.
Time to go. I love it.
Yeah. No, it's been. I don't know when I'm coming back. Honestly, I'm like we've been looking for houses down here and just trying.
Yeah,
figure out our future. Not really. I mean, here and there, there's been some. Just it's one of those things you can look at houses all day online and not really get a good feel for it until you go drive around the area. And so being out of state or never being in this area, we wanted to just kind of we would be stupid to be down here this long and not just kind of take a day or two to get a feel for everything around us. So that's been interesting. The something about the waves and the sun and the beach, it just does something for your soul. It's good for your soul. So
yeah, you're your mama's child, that's for sure, because she loves it too, man. She'd stay at the beach all the time. One of the reasons I've never like really, really seriously considered living at the beach, it would be awesome to have like a vacation house down there, but like never really seriously considered it, because I always figured that if I lived down there, then I wouldn't actually go out to the beach as much. Like if I just lived in a house in the neighborhood near the beach or something, like I wouldn't actually go to the beach. But it wouldn't be, my biggest fear was that it wouldn't be like a vacation anymore. It wouldn't be that thing in my life that clears my soul. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, oh, it's the beach. It's just right there. It's there every day.
I know. We try to think about that. And we were saying, you know, just even a year ago, this has been like just the whole thought of even moving closer to the water or just closer to the heat, because that's another thing. We're like, golly, could you imagine how hot it's going to be, you know, just to go outside? And you know, you got to think about like that you're living in that as opposed to it just being like a week ordeal, a 1 week or 2 week ordeal, and then going back home to a little bit, it's still hot as hell.
It's still hot. Yeah. What do you mean? It's still hot up here.
But, I don't know. It's just the more we've like, resonated on it and like marinated on it, it's like literally just being able to, it's like a playground every day that's different, because you never know what you're going to find. You never know what the waves are going to be like. You never know what the sand's going to be like. And the imagination of the kids is just like expanding so much because
I think that your desire to do something like that and to actually make the move and like do it, like even though, you know, when you moved to Florida before, didn't love it. You weren't super close to the beach either. But like, I don't know. I think that your desire is getting stronger because your kids are getting older and they're old enough to run along the beach and you're not having to like look at them. Cause I mean, for me, the thought of going to the beach my two girls right now is just a miserable idea. Cause it's just like, I'm not going to have any fun. I'm going to be constantly worrying about them, putting their sunscreen on, their hats crooked, they're fixing their, you know what I mean? It's just too much when they're this little, but like, I can imagine when they're in the 4 or 5 and they're starting getting older, that in these next few years would be an awesome time for them to kind of grow up at the beach. I think that would be really fun.
It has been like a night and day difference this trip. Like being able to, at first Brooks was a little timid, had his puddle jumper, his like flotation device on all the time. And he was a little timid of the waves and didn't understand, you know, that he was like, so do the batteries ever run out on these waves? And I was like, no, buddy.
They're going to come on and come on and keep coming.
This isn't like the wave pool or a toy that you can just replace the batteries on these things when it dies. They just keep going. So you got to be ready for the next one. Because, I mean, water up his nose and stuff. But now he's like literally, oh, and I think I meant to post it. I don't know if I did yesterday. I had that, was it Dirk Bentley or Bottoms Up song playing. And because both of them were head first, bottoms up, just seashell hunting in the waves. And just, you know, just all you saw were like, boop, boop. They were like, just bobbing. And me and Katie were sitting there just on the sand with our toes in our chairs and our toes in the sand. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is like, we've made it almost. Like, this is amazing. And then he sees a flock of seagulls and he just takes off. And it's just like, you can barely see him. And then I'm like, oh, did he get lost? But then he runs back and it's just, you can't get that at a pool or.
Nah.
You know, that
it's a different thing altogether, isn't it? That's one of my favorite memories from us growing up is going with dad to the beach and he'd teach us how to body surf and then going seashell hunting or going hunting for what are they called? Sand dollars.
Yeah, we found several of those.
Yeah, dude, I love it. I like the idea. I mean, I hate the fact that y'all would be so far from us, but hell, we might join you. We might come down there too if mom moves down. It's like, what are we doing here, you know?
It would be a rental or a short-term thing. I mean, because I don't want to get stuck at somebody else's mercy right now as far as that goes. I don't want to be like trapped in a situation that is controlled by our dumb decision to buy a house and then not be able to sell it or hate the school system or hate our neighbors that or hate the location. And, so it'd be
Try it on first.
Yeah. It'd be like a year long thing. And then from there we would decide whether we needed to head back or head north or head west or head south. You know, it's just like, why not just do what we can do right now while we can. And our kids aren't like super attached to any friends, one with school and two with COVID and all that. So it's like, do it now as opposed to when they're like that adolescent puberty.
A little bit older where they're like, no, I can't leave my best friend. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But they're old enough to where it's like you can go and like relax and not have to be on them 24. Like they can play by themselves, you know what I mean? But they're not too old to where they're going to cause a big fit about it. I love that. You're still their best friend, you know?
Yeah, right. We actually ran into a family the other night that was from our area that was down here, and they used to live in towards Mobile, a little bit further south in the water, and now they live over in our area, and I said, which did you like better? And he said, definitely further south, but now my kids are in middle school and high school, and I can't pull them away from their classmates and their lifestyle now, you know?
Yeah.
So that made you think like, oh yeah, now is the time to do it if you want to really experience it and try something new.
Definitely. So, I love it. I'm so glad that y'all are doing that and like coming to realize what you want and what, you know, is going to make you happy. Cause that's the biggest thing, right? Is what's going to make you happy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. What's making y'all happy over there? Y'all are,
nothing.
I saw daddy was home in one of your Instagram pictures.
No, that makes he's back. I've been actually doing a diet for the last couple of weeks. It's been so strict that I've been like, this made me like irritable and just, you know, when you just can't have what you want and you just get cranky. I've been cranky. So
I couldn't imagine. We were kind of talking about this. I want to hear more about it. You posted a video about it, and I think it's an important topic to touch on.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it just, I guess it depends on who you are. If it's you know, if it makes sense to in your life, you know, if it has any relevance in your life, then it's definitely an important topic. But I had a surgery about, you know, 11 or 12 years ago, and it was a lap band for a bariatric surgery. I was at my highest weight, I think it was like 255 or 260. And it was the best thing I ever did for myself. So I had the surgery, and I was young, y'all. I was 20. This is one of those don't tell mom stories. I was 22, I think, 22 or 23. And I got on a plane. Nobody, one friend knew where I was going. And I got on a plane and I went to Tijuana. And, and I had a surgery. And then I was supposed to be visiting my dad, who was living in Mexico at the time. I was supposed to visit him that week. Anyway, he didn't know that I was going. I told him I was going to LA, which I did. I flew to LA, and then they came and picked me up from LAX and drove me to Tijuana to the hospital. It was like a full all-inclusive surgery thing. And so I went and had the surgery, and then I got back on the plane after, and I flew to Dad. And Dad was so excited. He came to pick me up. He had no idea I just had surgery. And he was like talking about all these places he was going to take me to go eat and how he wanted me to experience all these, you know, Spanish flavors and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, about that. I just had surgery. And the week that I'm here, you're going to be taking care of me.
How do you find a place in Tijuana to have this? That's a pretty big surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's minimally invasive, I guess, but it is surgery. They had to put me under, I had to stay in the hospital and stuff like that. You know, you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof when you're 22, you're 23 years old. It's like, you can't tell me nothing. So I didn't have insurance at the time. And if I did have insurance with my job, I don't think they would have paid for it anyway. And so I'd saved up enough money. I think it was like $7,000. Which is a lot for a 23-year-old, but I think I was selling cars back then, and I'd gotten like a good commission or something. Anyway, I just made the decision. I was miserable at the weight that I was. I couldn't get it off. I felt like I would exercise and I was active and I had lots of friends and I would go out and do things and stuff like that. But it was like my eating, the diets. I couldn't do the diets, you know. Like I would try. It wasn't from lack of trying, but I just had a weird relationship with food, and I always have. And I felt like I could never get full. It's like the people, everybody's like, oh, I know what it's like to be full. You think, oh, I'm so full after you eat a big meal. No, I would eat a big meal, and where normal people would be like stuffed, I would keep going because I just never like felt that feeling. And when I found out that doing something like this could, you know, help me, and it's a tool to be used, you know, to lose weight and to stop eating so much. Because basically, for those of you listening that don't know what a lap band is, it's like where your stomach is. They take your stomach and they put a little band around it. Like imagine tying a rubber band around an apple. No, not an apple. That's a bad. Imagine like a water balloon.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You take a rubber band and you tie it in the middle of the water balloon. Well, then instead of one big pouch, you have a little pouch. Right. Exactly.
If you're looking at my screen here.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube. So it puts a band around your stomach and basically it makes your stomach smaller. So it takes whatever size your stomach is, it's like a fourth of that size with the lap band on. So you physically can't eat. You can't overeat and you feel, and like I felt full. I remember I was so hungry because I had to do this diet before back then. And as I'm going back through this whole process, I'm like, it's bringing back all these memories of, you know, that surgery and what I had to do then. But like I couldn't drink or eat anything. I just remember being so hungry before my surgery and I went into surgery. And then when I woke up, I just remember being like, for the first time in my life, it's like I didn't feel hunger at all. And it was just the most incredible feeling to be like, I'm not even hungry a little bit. Like food wasn't even on my mind because it was like, I just wasn't hungry. And that was the first time that I'd ever felt that. So it was an incredible experience. I went home after doing that. And over the course of the next year, I'd lost 100 pounds.
I remember that. And I wasn't fully aware of everything. I think I was, we were somewhere.
I think y'all might have been in Tallahassee.
Living out of state or something, yeah. And I was out of touch with everything and everybody.
Anybody anyway. Like, mom didn't know. Don't tell mom because she didn't know. Annie didn't know. Like, Rachel, nobody knew. One girlfriend of mine knew. And I don't know if I thought that maybe people would try to talk me out of it but I know that I didn't tell people in general because I felt ashamed of it. Like I couldn't do it on my own and I was seeking out and doing help. And I'm going to tell you right now, if anybody's listening that's thinking about this or that's done it, like, there's no reason in the whole world to be ashamed, which is why I don't have any trouble sharing my story about it, because it's like, I used to feel that way, but really it's the best thing I ever did for myself. I mean, I dropped, like I said, 100 pounds over the course of the first year, and my 20s and my life, you know, up from then to now would have been so much different if I hadn't have done that. And it was literally the best thing that I'd ever done for myself. I was able to shop in regular stores and buy regular clothes. And as a girl, you want to feel pretty. That was something I always remember being like, I wish I could wear pants like that, but they don't make them in my size. You know what I mean? They don't make these junior young girl clothes in the size for a really big girl. So it was just, I just remembered, you know, feeling ashamed. And I don't think there's any reason that I should have, because it was such a great experience for me and it worked wonderfully. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. But
your quality of life had increased drastically. But I remember seeing like your personality shine more. And like you said, like you just feel, I could see, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes and like, in that mind state of when, you know, because I've had times in the past where I've not like been like super out of shape, but like out of shape, and I just feel like just a potato. And the last thing I want to do is like have to work out. And, but I could also see like, so I could see how the you would feel ashamed and like want to hide it or like just kind of go on with life, and then what happens happens. And then were you getting questions like that over the year? Like, girl, what you been doing to work out? Or like,
you know, I would anytime anybody, if anybody ever asked me, I would give them a truthful answer without telling them exactly what, cause it was nobody's business, but my own, you know, is how I felt about it. But I would say portion sizes. I've been eating a lot less. And that's honestly what it is. It's portion size. Like, you go from being able to eat a meal that's the size of a volleyball to only being able to fit something the size of a golf ball in your tummy. You know what I mean? I was eating a whole lot less food. And then, you know, it teaches you good. If you do it properly, it'll teach you good habits. I actually had a girl that went with me. She was from Ohio and she was doing it by herself too. And it was crazy because they thought we were sisters, but we weren't. And she came down, her name was Monica, and we made friends because we're like sitting there in the waiting room together. Like, they're about to go take these two American girls back to do surgery on them. And we were both kind of nervous. And it was good that I found somebody that was there also from a different state. Like, she was from Ohio, I think, or somewhere up away from me, but just randomly. And we were like the same height, the same size, like same struggles. It was very interesting that there was just another girl in there just like me. And I had the surgery, she had the surgery. Well, we swapped MySpace or Facebook or whatever it was back then. And I remember just kind of keeping track with her and watching her over that first year. And she did not lose any weight. I mean, she might have gone down a little bit, but I remember thinking like, this did not work for her. And, you know, there's ways, and I know now that I've, you know, gone through all this, I know now that there is ways to cheat it. It is a tool, you know, there's ways to cheat it. If you can't fit a whole steak in your stomach, but instead you sit and eat a whole gallon of ice cream, because ice cream will get in there easier, then you're not going to lose the weight. You know what I mean? So there's ways to cheat it. You actually have to really be dedicated to changing your life, and change is scary, but I remember thinking like, I was very depressed, but I was always able to put on a happy face, and I had lots of friends, and like, I was active. And, you know, when I was younger, we were divers. We were active. Mm-hmm. I was a diver. You were a diver, but I was always bigger than all the other girls on the diving board, you know, being in my bathing suit all the time. It was very depressing. And I hit my highest weight, you know, when I should have been in my early 20s, when I should have been having the time of my life. I was sitting home crying because I didn't want to go out because I couldn't find anything that fit me that looked cute like my girlfriends are wearing. You know what I mean? So it was a very rough patch that I went through. But then when I did this and I'm committed to doing it the right way, and I lost the weight. If anybody asked me, I tell them, you know, portion control, because that's what it was. And I just kept on living my life. And I'm telling you, my whole, the last 10 years have been so much different for me, I know, than they would have been if I had stayed on the path that I was on. Because when you get to a certain size, you're like, well, F it. At this point, yeah. Who cares? I can't fit in nothing anyway, you know, keep eating. It was just, it was an endless cycle of just self-destruction, I think. And then, but when I lost the weight, it's like, oh, I feel healthier. You feel good. You have the ability to exercise because you can actually see your toes to bend down and touch them. You know what I mean? It was like all these things just started clicking and giving me self-confidence and stuff like that. And it was great. I mean, I'm very happy that I did it, right? So what's happening now, I'm actually having surgery tomorrow. So this is Tuesday.
I was about to say, so that leads us into the next question. Of
why,
like,
am I doing
why are you having this again?
Right, because you look at me and you're like, well, I'm not a heavy size for me. I just had a baby, so I'm a little bigger than I normally have. But I went from like 255 after the surgery, I got down to 155, which for my height and everything, that's the perfect size, really. Because I'm a big girl, you know, I'm not supposed to be too skinny. I look weird, so... you know what I mean? I don't want to be too skinny. I just want to be healthy size for me. And so 155, I maintained that the last 11 or 12 years. And when I got pregnant with Sophia, I always had a little bit of like acid reflux. That's just been something I had. Our mom has it. I eat Tums, you know, whatever, heartburn, whatever. Well, when I was pregnant with Sophia, it got like really bad. So like, and I know you think, okay, you're pregnant, so that's natural for it, you to have heartburn and stuff. But it was like really, it just felt like something was wrong. Like, this has gotten severe. It's become severe acid reflux. And so I didn't, you know, I took my Tums and I just told the doctor and they kept giving me, you know, the Prilosec kind of stuff and whatever, just deal with it. We got a bed. I'm having to sit up to sleep because it's like when I lay down at night, it'll come up my throat, the acid will. Well, so now I'm pregnant with, let's fast forward to being pregnant with Lily. It's really bad again. And I finally go to the doctor and the doctor was like, you know, I told him about that I had a lap band. I said, do you think that that's related? And he said, yeah, what probably happened was that your lap band has slipped. Like when you're pregnant and everything's moving around in there, that might've slipped the band down on your stomach to where it's not where it should be. And it's probably that what's causing this. Well, I was pregnant with Lily, so there's nothing I could do about it till after I'm pregnant with her or after I have her. So after I have her, first thing I do, because it's still so bad, is I go back to the doctor and I say, okay, I'm not pregnant anymore. Test me. Let's see if that's what the issue is. And sure enough, he was like, yes, it slipped pretty bad. You have to have it removed. So I don't really have an option. Like I have to have, if the acid reflux is going to cause, like all that's going to, the fact that it slipped, it can just cause a lot of more health issues, right? I don't want any more health issues. So it's not okay where it is. We need to go in and remove it. Okay, that's fine. So is my acid reflux going to get better? Because I'm dying. I'm sick of the, you know, acid reflux. And he said, yes, it's going to get, this is the thing that is causing that. So for the last couple of years, I've been living with this terrible acid reflux and this is why. So we found out that's what happened. Tomorrow on my surgery, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in, I'm going to have them take the lap band out. And then he asked me, he said, do you want me while I'm in there to do the sleeve, basically do a revision from my lap band to the gastric sleeve, which is like the new technology. Like people don't really do lap bands anymore. They do the sleeve now. That's like what everybody gets if they're going to do this. And I said, well, what if I just leave it out and just take the lap band out and whatever? He's like 90% of patients that just have their lap band removed gain every pound of weight back that they lost while it was in. And I was like, well,
you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I got enough things to buy for my kids. I don't need to have to worry about buying myself a whole new wardrobe either, you know, which I'm sure that I could be try to be super healthy and like try to keep it down. But
so is the sleeve more, is the sleeve more like, so the lap band does like this, but is the sleeve more like a, like the, it kind of squeezes it all over,
no.
Or is it?
So a sleeve is an actual surgery. If they're not putting a lap band's like a foreign object they put in your body and it goes around your stomach and tightens to like make there. So there's two patches. Your stomach's still intact. When they take the lap band off, my stomach will go back right back to being how it was before I put the lap band in. So Yeah, it's a foreign object. With the sleeve is not a foreign object. They're literally just doing surgery on my stomach and cutting it in half. A fourth of the size. They're actually going to remove my stomach. Like, they're going to remove, you know, over half of my stomach.
I see.
So, okay. Which I wasn't using it anyway, obviously, because I had the band on it. So it's not going to be any different really for me. It's just the process of having the surgery is a lot. Like, I've had to be on they're trying to shrink my liver. So I haven't been able to have the sugar, no caffeine, no carbs, no, none of the good stuff. It's been vegetables and water.
For 2 weeks. I keep thinking when you're telling all this stuff about like the TLC show, like My 600-Pound Life, mm-hmm. or like, you know, they go through these extreme measures or whatever, and then there's always like something that goes wrong. Like, what have they said? Like, what are there risk factors? Obviously,
every surgery there's a risk. Like, after the surgery, there's a big risk. Like, so after this lady and I had to go, you have to go to a class. Like, it's a big, long thing. It's not like you just schedule surgery, go in, go home, get your medicine and be done. This is like, you have to prepare for it. So like, I've been on this diet for the last 2 weeks and in preparation for the surgery, I've had to go to classes to talk about to talk about bariatric surgery and the things that could go wrong and whatever. A lot of the main things that you see, and you don't really ever see a lot of problems with the surgery, I guess, but afterwards, the way that people use this tool, because that's what it is a tool, is that, you know, they'll go and try to eat a hamburger right after they've had surgery and then blow out their stomach. And like, because you can't fit a hamburger in your stomach right after you've had surgery. You know what I mean? Like, just not being smart about it. And like, your addiction to food will overcome your the fact that in your head you know what's right and wrong for you. But no, I like, honestly, it's safer than the lap band. So I think.
Really?
I mean, that's the general consensus. Is this is it's lap? What do you call it? Laparoscopic. It's
like that. Yeah, they laser just go in. They go in with like a couple little incisions versus like a whole. Like, it used to be like cut you open, and now it's like they can do it all with like a little. It's very, very less invasive.
Yeah,
that is that's crazy. Yeah. That's a crazy story. And like, like you said, the don't tell mom story that we haven't talked about. I would be interested to hear in the comments or if anybody's gone through anything similar. I've seen several people on in the social media world that I follow that have done similar stuff. But like you said, it's like a story that that you just keep track of, and they've either put the weight back on or just the addiction to food is an addiction, like anything else.
You definitely have to like change your lifestyle. It's weird though, this time going into it versus last time, because this is a revision. And so I'm not 250 pounds. And I asked the doctor, I said, well, what am, you know, am I going to wither away here? Like, I don't, like, if I'm do the sleeve and have to do the same diet and all this stuff, you know, like in the first year after a sleeve, like I know people that have had the sleeve and in the first year they lost 100 pounds, same as me. You know what I mean? It's like you lose fat weight pretty fast right after it goes in, because you're for the first 2 weeks, you're on a liquid diet. I think last time, the first 2 weeks on my liquid diet, when I got the lap band in, I think I lost 20 pounds in the first 2 weeks. So imagine
crazy.
In the first 6 months, I'd lost 60 or 70 pounds. So like, you're dropping weight pretty fast. And I told him, I said, I don't, you know, is this going to be unhealthy? Like, to get a second surgery and lose weight? I said, I know I'm a little bigger. I've got a few pounds to lose, but I don't want to lose another 100. I'd be dead, you know?
Yeah,
and he said, no, with the revision, your body knows what size your body needs to be, like knows what the healthy size and weight of you is. So like, whereas if you're bigger, you know how you lose weight faster if you're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like when you're smaller, it's like 10 pounds can take you 6 months to lose, where it takes somebody twice your size 2 weeks to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So he's like, your body will regulate. It knows how much weight is excess. And so your weight loss is just going to be a lot slower. Now, naturally, I'm probably going to drop some weight pretty fast. I've dropped 10 pounds just in this last week on the pre-op diet before the surgery.
Just so, to get you. Yeah. I was about to say, like, liquid diet is, I mean, I've seen people do like the cleanses and the smoothies and the, mm-hmm. and they literally like fast or like go through these like 7 day, like just.
That's hard work, buddy.
how do you, I could imagine you're about to like snap on somebody.
Yeah.
Or like
headaches and stuff. Just not having like sugar. The first couple of days was really bad because I'd get really bad headaches and like, and imagine just eating. I love candy. So I would always have a piece of candy. You know, you do too. Like I love, and sugar. I drink sweet tea. I like candy. You know what I mean? I eat bread. I love all those things. And then to cut all of those things out of your body. Your body is, it's going through like this cleanse, and I was getting headaches. And then about the fifth day I came out of it. I think the third or fourth day is like the worst days. And then you kind of come out of it and then your body feels really good. And then I went to cheat on like the seventh day. I'm just being honest. I went to cheat on the seventh day and I was so put off by it.
Yeah.
I was like, I just have to have one more Coke because there's like no carbonation after this. Cause you imagine you don't want you to stretch your stomach. Like you gotta let your stomach heal. That's why it's so important to stay on these liquid diets. And it's going to be like a month and 2 months before I'm back to being able to eat normal food, like go to a restaurant and just eat. Like I'm gonna have to be real careful because I've had surgery on my stomach. You know what I mean? So you gotta be careful what you put in there. You don't want to rip anything, but yeah, I mean, I opened a Coke and I took a sip of it and it was just disgusting to me. Whereas before it's like, I had to have a Coke every day, you know?
That's so relatable as far as anybody that's done any of these fad diets or anything like that, I would imagine. I don't know if keto is one, but there's an Arbonne company is one of those like multi-tier companies that me and Katie worked with, and it literally worked. Like, but it was the same thing. You replaced sugar with natural sugar, and you replaced, mm-hmm. like, you used like agave nectar instead of sugar in your coffee or stuff like that. And the first week you felt like I got hit by a truck, but then after that, and your body adjusting and getting used to the new way or the actual way you probably should be living, as opposed to all this artificial stuff that you're putting in your body, you felt like 1,000 times better. And I remember like going to just cheat. I had like a Twix bar. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I was just like, okay.
Nobody's watching. I'm gonna eat this damn Twix bar.
Yeah, or something like that. I was just like so stressed out one day, and then I was like, all right, I'm just gonna eat this. But I remember that same thought of like, once your body is naturally trained to, and as far as like the portion control goes too, it was almost like my stomach like naturally started shrinking, or I recognized that I was full instead of just like keep shoving food in my mouth. And then I would stop, and then I would wait like 30 minutes, and I'm like, I'm glad I didn't go back for that second round, or you know, I'm good. I was good. I just didn't realize that I was good. But no, the eating something, it's like you can almost taste the chemicals in the Coke. And then that, like, what am I putting in my mouth? Like,
right? Yeah. I was so put off by it. And it's crazy that I ever started drinking sodas again. Like, I never, like, because after the light band, I couldn't have anything carbonated. So for a year, I didn't drink a beer. I didn't drink a Coke. I didn't drink anything with carbonation. So nothing at all. And I remember thinking the same thing then. And then I just, you know, I started drinking some beer. Like once my stomach was settled and normal, I would start drinking some beer. I still to this day don't drink beer anymore. Like I used to drink it like that was my drink of choice. And now it's like, I just can't do it. It put me off to the taste of it, you know, once you stop having it. And then Cokes were the same way. And I went years going without sodas. I like didn't drink Cokes. I didn't want anything to do with them. And then for some reason, I don't know why, one day I drank one and it was good to me. You know, maybe I'd had too much candy that day or whatever. And I just started drinking. And then you really do get addicted to them. Like I was addicted to Coca-Colas. And, and Corey, when he met me, he was like, you used to never drink pop. Like you had nothing to do with it. Your worst drink was a sweet tea, you know?
Yeah.
And now, and he just hates it because he doesn't drink sodas at all. And so he was like, he just hates that I drink them. It's just one of those things that bothers me. He's like, well, you never used to drink sodas. And now you got sodas hanging out in the house all the time. So it's definitely going to be, it's going to be a rough couple weeks. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I have been doing like some before pictures just to see. And I was actually going through my phone today because I was going to do another vlog about it since I'm going to surgery tomorrow. Today, I can have no, like, I've been able to have like salads and greens and stuff. Today, I can't have any of that. I have to be on liquid. So I told Corey, steer clear, be real nice to me today.
Can you have like mashed potatoes? Is that considered liquid? Or is
that's cheating the system. You know what I mean? Like that's the things you don't want to do that you can. Like the girl that I told you about that didn't lose weight, she's probably eating candy and ice cream and mashed potatoes and all these things that are bad for you and cheating it to get it down and in our stomach, you know? So I don't want to do that. You can do like sweet mashed potatoes on the third week or second week or something.
How are you staying full right now? Like how, like are you?
I'm not, I'm starving.
Oh,
I'm dying. I'm literally dying.
Oh my God.
One more day tomorrow. I've been going through my list of stuff. I have like this big book that you got to kind of study and just get prepared for this surgery tomorrow. And then Corey, thankfully, is home and he's been able to take some time off work because I can't pick up anything heavy or at risk of like blowing out my stitches in my stomach. You can't, you're not supposed to pick up anything over 10 pounds. And I was like, shit, both my babies are bigger than that. I got a 12 pounder and a 25 pounder. I was like, I got to get them in and out of the crib. And, you know, and the doctor looked at the nurse looked at me. She's like, nope, you got to figure out another way. So thankfully, Corey was able then. That was such a big deal. He was able to get some time off work. So he'll be here until I recover. And I'm not so much worried about it after the surgery, just because I remember that feeling when I had the lap band, when I was so hungry before I went in, because you're not allowed to eat for the 24 hours before or whatever. And I was so hungry when I went in. I was like, can y'all just please give me the anesthesia that like knock me out so I'm just not hungry anymore? Just I don't feel it. But I remember waking up and just not feeling hunger at all. So I know if I can just get it to the surgery table, then afterwards I'll be okay because I'll wake up and I know I'm not going to be hungry. So it's going to be like a job trying to just drink water for a little while. So well, it's going to be weird.
That is crazy. That's a crazy story and a crazy experience. And I might be doing this by myself next week because golly, you're going to, I just feel bad for you. That's gotta be miserable right now. But I think, like you said, the years that you're going to have gained back as far as what you've already have gained back on your life overall is just totally worth it. So,
well, I was looking at pictures. That's what I was just doing. That's what I was getting at a second ago and went off on my tangent, but I was looking at pictures of me when I was bigger, and I don't know if you can see this, but like at my heaviest weight with my dad. And it's crazy because I was like, I wish I had like done some actual just pictures of
me.
Put it
up on the screen again.
Let's see.
I've got you full screen now on the on YouTube so they can see it easier.
Where's that one of me and dad? I mean, I was just, see how much bigger I am than my dad.
Yeah.
This is like crazy. 20 years old. I mean, I was 255 pounds. My face looks so different, you know, like I was so much bigger.
Yeah.
And you could tell it in my face. It was just, it's crazy because I haven't looked back at pictures like this for a really long time. And so today I was like, you know, I wonder if I haven't, I was going to do a vlog for my channel. And since I posted the vlog about this the other day, I was going to do another one where, you know, starting today and through my little journey here through the actual surgery and stuff. And one thing, if anybody's considering doing it, I definitely recommend take lots of pictures of yourself from ugly angles. And I know like when you're big, you don't want to take pictures of yourself, but take pictures because when you're having a hard day and you're struggling to make the right choices and stuff like that, after the surgery, you can look back and if you've lost 10, 15 pounds, you can't see yourself every day. You know, you don't see the weight that you've lost on a daily basis because you look at yourself every day. But somebody that you hadn't seen in a month is going to come look at you and be like, dang, you look good. You've lost some weight, you know? So I suggest definitely take pictures of yourself before and after. And that's why I was looking at some before pictures before I had the lap bands, just so I could show on my vlog. And I screenshotted some of those from 10, 11 years ago. And then I'm doing the same thing now. I'm going to take some pictures. I started at 182. I'm already down to 172. And we'll see what I end up at. after the surgery. So I'm going to take pictures. Golly.
Yeah, definitely document the process. Look at this real quick. I was going to show. This is when you and me, you talked me into doing that slingshot thing back at, when we went to the beach that one time.
Yeah, that's heaviest. That was my heaviest weight right there.
Look at that. We were getting slung up in the air.
That's so funny. I hated the camera. I hated taking pictures before. You know what I mean? I didn't want to document. There's no way I'd be doing a vlog right now or doing a podcast with you because I was so uncomfortable in my own skin. So I'm super happy that I did it. I'm happy that this is going to happen because it needs to happen. You know, like I really don't have a choice in the matter. It slipped. If nothing had happened, if it hadn't slipped, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it right now because it would have been no issue. But I'm so excited to be able to sleep with the bed down. That is like my main goal out of everything. Forget the weight, forget all that stuff right now. My biggest thing is the acid reflux and being able to like lay flat. I know Corey has been miserable having to sleep sitting up with me with our bed all the way up. So it's going to be awesome to not have to get up in the middle of the night and go throw up because the acid's in my throat. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's just been miserable. So not having to carry my Tums. I went to the dollar store. Those are my favorite Tums. And if you have this problem of heartburn and stuff, you already know you got your favorite Tums. My favorite, luckily, the dollar store kind. And I went to the dollar store the other day and was like running low on Tums. And I went and bought 10 boxes of them. And was like, why did I just go spend $10 on all these Tums when I'm hopefully never going to need Tums again?
Yeah. You've always had them down when we film in the studio and stuff. And
just in case, you got to have them on you, Cullen. You can't.
That's crazy.
I can't be left without my Tums. I have to turn the car around. It's bad.
Well, what time is the surgery tomorrow?
So I'm going early in the morning. I think 8:30. I think surgery's at 11. And mom's going to come watch the kiddos and. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully everything goes. Thank you. When are you coming home, Cullen?
I don't know. Hopefully before the next podcast. So
all right.
I may just stay down here. We're trying to figure it all out. But yeah, we'll
keep enjoying those sunsets, man.
Yeah, we'll do it. And y'all keep me posted tomorrow. And y'all send some love in the comments and let us know if you've had any family members or anybody that's ever had this issue or anything like
that. Yeah, definitely. Y'all reach out to me too. Y'all can DM me if you want and I'll talk to you about it because I am an advocate for it really because it really did do a lot for me. So if y'all have any questions or whatever, feel free to message us on Don't Tell Mom or on Southern Fried Maple Leafs or whatever and I'll try to get with you and talk you through what I know. So yeah,
crazy
thanks
stuff.
For listening and good watching
luck,
guys.
Good luck. Yeah, this is another episode in the books even though we're in different states and
still making it happen. The Zoom thing, Cullen.
Technology. Keep me posted, call me tomorrow or if you even feel like it, but I'll keep in touch. We'll check in with mom and all that and
kiss the babies for me and
we'll do it. You too.
Hey everybody out there, wash your hands, be nice to each other. Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom.
See you next time, y'all. Peace.
Peace.